Welcome to the Road Ahead Cafe. Hang on to your hat and enjoy the ride, because you're about to get some powerful insights and practical hacks that will take your daily life to the next level. And now, here are your hosts, Rick, Frank, and Peter.
Welcome back to the Road Ahead Cafe. I'm your host, Rick Gabrielli, and I'm here with change facilitator Frank Vandenhorst and mindfulness coach Peter M. Fellows. And in this week's episode, Our Journey, each of us will share something that's happening in our life right now. Peter, can you tell us something about what you'll be sharing with us today?
Yeah, well, thank you, Rick. I always look forward to spending this time with you, Frank, and our listeners. It's been 2 years since my mother passed away. We live in New York. The funeral for my mom was going to be in Canada, where she lived. And that was a huge headache because it happened during the middle of all of the COVID travel restrictions that Canada and the USA had instituted. So today I'm going to talk about how I coached my conditioned self to trust in and rely upon the guidance of my deeper self, my pathfinder, to put me on a path that would maximize fulfillment during the time of this crisis. Rick?
Thank you, Peter. Great stuff. Frank, what do you got for us today?
It has been already 2.5 years ago that the outbreak of COVID took place and the huge impact it had on the people, everyone in worldwide. In this episode, I'm thinking back at that period and what happened to me during that time. And if you love what you're hearing here, join us at thesource123.com. What do you have to say, my dear friend, Rick?
Well, I can't wait to hear that, Frankie. Thank you. Great stuff. So what I'll be sharing is why being patient in our lives brings synergy, peace, and harmony. And I'll tell a story about some convergences that I just experienced in a bit. Peter, what do you got today?
Okay. Now, I remember my mother's last days. I felt I was always holding my breath, waiting, knowing that she might pass at any time. And then when the day came, finding I couldn't catch my breath because it was such a loss in my life. It felt like I'd been punched in the gut. Fortunately, I'm part of a supportive community, which includes Rick and Frank, as I was processing my grief, and that helped tremendously. My sister had called me to see if I would give the eulogy at the funeral, because apparently I'm the one in the family who has the most experience talking in front of people. But let me share with you, nothing I have written or spoken about prepared me for writing and giving a eulogy, my own mother. How do you do your loved one justice? How do you sum up their life in a few words and meet the expectations of all the members of your family about what you should be saying? How do you even get through it without breaking down and crying? And the funeral was in a small village where my mother lived in Canada, and I live in the United States. The borders were closed because of COVID. You would go, if you went there to try and get across, they would just turn you around when you arrived. You know, sometimes you feel overwhelmed by what's going on in your life. And you feel like there's no way forward, but that's not you. That's your conditioned brain. Life is like a road trip. And when the journey gets crazy, it's because your driver is no longer using the GPS nav system that we all have. Instead, it's operating on autopilot, based upon some damaged conditioning it required or acquired over your lifetime. But you can change that. You can reconnect your autopilot to the better informed guidance of your non-conscious mind, what I call your pathfinder. So I coached my autopilot to just look at what came up when I asked, where is my best path forward here to maximize fulfillment? And what I got was just have a look at what the Canadian requirements and the rules are. Just have a look at what they actually are. And although my autopilot, auto, as I will refer to him, said, I don't think you're going to find anything, I had a look anyway, because what I suggested to auto was, well, how would you feel if my sister asked, well, did you at least look to see if there's anything you could do? And I had to say, well, no, I didn't actually look, right? Because I didn't think there'd be anything of any use. So I looked. And I discovered that there was a path I could apply to the Canadian government for compassionate exemption to be allowed in for the funeral. But Otto pointed out that this is very complicated. It relied upon a lot of parties agreeing to do their things, and there were forms I had to fill out, and everything had to be done in time, and it probably wouldn't work out. because Otto's kind of negative. I had to send the government form to my sister, and she had to provide proof of death and another form stating that she would accept responsibility for quarantining me and my wife, Jeannie, while we were in Canada. Then I had to send a form to the local church where the funeral mass would be, stating that they would authorize my visit to the funeral. Basically, the government wanted my sister Barb and the local rector to take personal responsibility for making sure we didn't give anyone in Canada COVID. And we had to have these forms back in time so I could send them to apply for the government's compassionate exemption and get that processed and get that back in time. Well, the funeral date was set and was published, and I had no idea if I'd be able to get all the paperwork done and receive the exemption in time to be there for it, especially because the local priest was a little bit confused as to what the Canadian government was asking him to agree to do. Oh, and I had to complete a complete set of documents for both myself and then a second set for my wife. So Otto was nervous. But each time I would feel that anxiety in my body, I would just coach him to step back, take a deep breath in, let go, and then just look to see what comes up when I ask my Pathfinder's question again. Where is my best path forward here to maximize fulfillment? Because part of maximizing fulfillment, I believe, should include reducing the anxiety that I feel. That's got to be part of it. And when I looked in to see what happened next, I would feel a lessening of the anxiety. Well, I finally got back from my sister and the priest the forms I needed. I attached the application for compassionate exemption with the date that we'd be entering Canada and sent them out. One complete set for me, one complete set for Jeannie. And then having committed to the date we'd be entering Canada, we had to schedule COVID-19 tests no more than 3 days before arriving at the border. If they rolled it in 3 days, they wouldn't accept them. Well, Otto wasn't happy about that because those PCR tests, when I checked out with some labs, they said, well, it might take 4 or 5 days. Like, wait a second. The tests were no good if they were more than 3 days old. But I might not get results for a test for 4 days. And if it took four days and we delayed our crossing by 1 day to have those results, they wouldn't let us in anyway because they're 4 days old, not 3 days old. So throughout the whole process, we just felt like we were waiting to see if what we needed would come. And then if it did come, would it come on time? And then could we submit it and get it on time? Would it be accepted? It was tremendously stressful, not for me, for Otto, because whenever I felt his worry, I would coach him, step back, take in a deeper breath, let go, look to see what happens next. When I asked Pathfinder, where's my best path forward here to maximize fulfillment? And then I got sick, not COVID. I don't even really know what it was. It was like stomach flu or a headache or something. So that was another worry for Otto. Would it be well enough to drive 8 hours to Canada? Would I look healthy enough that they'd let me through the border and not think I had COVID? But here's the thing. None of this would have bothered someone else. I mean, you know, it might have worried you, but there are folk out there who would just have seen this as nothing more than logistics. So the stress wasn't coming from what was happening. It came from what Otto thought about what was happening. Otto was worried that a failure at any point along that track would reflect negatively upon my self-worth, would diminish my value as a person. If I couldn't manage to arrange to get to Canada for my mother's funeral, what kind of person was I? So the problem was with Otto, and that's why he's the one I coached. And when I would notice the feelings or notice the thoughts, I would say something like, I feel you, I hear you. And then after you've done your part and filled out the forms, Otto, and after you've sent them there and there's nothing more you can think of to do, it's time to turn it over to Pathfinder, that deeper, better informed part of me that's always working out my best path forward. So I would do that. And Otto, who is naturally curious, would stop freaking out for a minute to see what would happen if he did this. And then, since this is the way our brain and non-conscious mind are meant to work, he would get some sort of guidance from Pathfinder, an insight, an inspiration, a shift in feeling, a clearer perspective. And as Otto began to feel calmer and reconnected with Pathfinder's guidance, I noticed my flu, or whatever it was, disappeared. And I woke up and I wrote the eulogy in one setting. And I got approval of it from my brother and sister. They loved it. And the compassionate entry exemptions arrived on time, as did the negative COVID results. And Jeannie and I were able to say our final goodbyes to my mother in her local church on the day of her funeral. Each day, the road we travel on can bring us challenges that worry or overwhelm us. And that's why here at the Road Ahead Cafe, in our podcast, in our community, we invite you to take time out from your personal road trip and share our stories and road-tested strategies and practices so that when you leave us, you return to your daily life feeling calmer, more confident to face whatever comes on your own road ahead. Rick?
Wow. Great stuff, Peter. Very beautiful, very heartfelt. Thank you. Frankie, what do you got today?
Beautiful story, Peter. Well, COVID, it seems already a long time ago, but recently I was thinking back on what happened at the time and the impact it had on my life. When COVID started here in the Netherlands, I lost a lot of business contracts. One of my clients said, "Sorry, Frank, you don't know how it's all going to work out, but we have to terminate our agreement." And he wasn't the first one who called me. Well, I had a great portfolio. Within 14 days, all my assignments were gone. What's happening here? I thought. I felt a kind of calmness, but at the same time, a kind of worry kicked in. Recently, I found an interesting quote, which I want to share with you. The quote is from writer William Arthur Ward. "The pessimists complain about the wind. The optimist expects it to change, and the realist adjusts the sails." Am I a pessimist? Well, I'm not a pessimist by nature, but I became a bit pessimistic. My job is to deal with change, and I call myself a change facilitator. So how much of an optimist I was expected myself to be? Well, everybody remembers the fact that actually no one in the world knew where this, at that time, would all end up. So what the heck happened? I didn't panic. No, I did not panic. But yeah, I became worried. Worried about the future, worried about I had no income anymore. Yeah, sure, I had some savings, but for how long? So I had to figure out how to deal with this unexpected situation in my life. At that moment, I was looking at that quote, I remembered that I also had to adjust the sails and to see where the wind is coming from. Actually, what happened to me is that I found some kind of inner peace. A voice said at that moment, when I felt at peace, "Frank, can you look up on COVID as a master teacher?" A master teacher, I said. Well, I didn't think about that. A master teacher, that wasn't the first thing I thought of. What is here to learn or to discover about myself? Let's be quite clear. If you have COVID, and if you have the illness, it's really very bad. It's hitting your heart, your lungs. There's no time to make fun of that. Not at all. Even today, there are people who are still suffering from its effects. But is it the master teacher? Well, to some point, it may be. But there is also another way to look at it from a more inspirational point of view. The master teacher asked me questions like, "Who are you? What do you really want out of life? What does life really mean to you?" Life is a mystery to be lived and not a problem to be solved, I thought. So I started to make long walks in nature, reflecting on what was going on, and I talked to people. And at a certain moment, an inner voice said, "Okay, Frank, one of your key assets is the fact that you are very good in interviewing people. So why aren't you not starting a podcast about entrepreneurs? To talk to entrepreneurs, to interview them, not about their video marketing, but about the real original story, why they became an entrepreneur, what drives them, what is their passion, what are the setbacks, what are the learnings, and what do they have to share as ideas and feelings to other people?" So I started my complete new adventure. It seems so easy just to say, "Oh, you open a YouTube account and it's done in half a day." Yes, it's done in half a day. But what's your target mark? What's your format? What does the competition do? And what do you want? I felt excited to start something new and made me feel grateful for the teaching because it brought me back to one of my most essential things in my life, the realist who adjusted the sails. And at that same time, I met my dear friends, Rick and Peter, sitting in a cafe somewhere down the road. And here we are, the Road Ahead Cafe podcast. Another great adventure, and there's much more to come soon. Rick, what about your adventure?
Wow, Frankie, great stuff. Man, you guys are really bringing it today. Woo. So here's what I want to share with you today. I was doing some app research about a year ago for the source and the Road Ahead Cafe. And there were so many choices. And we actually ended up just a bit ago talking to a developer in Europe about creating a custom solution. And there were a lot of expenses and no guarantees. And we're not only three ordinary guys, but we're kind of frugal too about spending our money. So we don't just jump in frivolously. So one day I was on LinkedIn and I'm looking at a post and I'm just, you know, kind of connecting with people. So I see this thing, Mighty Networks, and I end up connecting a chance meeting with this young lady, Gina Bianchini. And the next thing you know, I'm having a conversation with her. I'm reading her book. I'm taking a closer look at Mighty Networks as a possible solution for our community. And the next thing you know, we're in this community design accelerator class. So the three ordinary guys are now learning this thing. And then I'm talking to Tina Campbell about it, our Master Networks friend. And she's telling me about this same thing that's happening in Master Networks at the same time that for the past year, Chaz Wilson, along with his team and Tina Campbell, have been rolling out a similar app on the same framework that Gina created, literally as we were doing this homework. So I couldn't believe that I didn't know about this, first of all. And it was all done, you know, as many things are done behind the curtain. So think about the synergy of this. They're rolling out the Master Network community at the same time we're looking at the same framework, two things that I'm immersed in every day, two of my most beloved communities and my most closest mentors, fellow board members, were also doing the exact thing right alongside of us. So what a fateful synergy. Basically, we didn't plan it. We actually almost went down a different road. So, you know, we always talk about the road ahead here. And just think about in your own life, when you take roads and when you take paths. And so next thing you know, I'm on a face-to-face call with my good buddy, Rob Genovese, who's the regional director in New Jersey for Master Networks. And he's telling me about a community of his that I just joined, which is a branding and marketing community. And he says to me, guess what? We're going to go on the same framework that Master Networks is using. We're going to use Mighty for our community. And I was thinking to myself, how could that be? Three all at once being in the same place. So then we have this Visitors Day tomorrow where Gina is actually going to be speaking. By the time you listen to this podcast, it will be long gone. But all of the people I just mentioned will be in the same room for one day just to come together. So four different communities, four different lives, all roads leading to the same place, bringing them all together. In addition, all kinds of similar things are happening in other areas of my life right now to create synergy, peace, and harmony. Peter, your final thoughts. Oh, you're muted. You're muted, buddy.
That's because I don't have much to say. Life can be like a crazy road trip at times. And even though you know all the techniques and you've taken the courses and the workshops and the strategies for surviving and thriving, you can't go it alone. We all need a community because supportive communities help us achieve things that we'd never be able to do on our own. So as you walk on your road, as you walk down your path, tune into us, check us out, and see if we have the type of community for a person like yourself. Rick?
Great stuff, Peter. Thank you. Frank, your final thoughts?
The pessimist complains about the wind. The optimist expects it to change, and the realist adjusts the sails. A quote from writer William Arthur Ward, as I mentioned. I embraced change as a master teacher, and I followed my intuition, and new line of business ideas opened up, and now I'm talking to you guys. Again, we are moving forward to Mighty Networks, a new adventure, another new adventure. So stay tuned, be with us, because we would like you to take you to our next stop on the road ahead, a new cafe, maybe. We will see. Anyway, stay healthy, love life, have a wonderful day. And as I always say, what you think about and think about, you bring about. Rick.
Great stuff, Frank. Thank you. So here are my final thoughts. When we trust our inner guide to keep us safe, lead us forward, and then actually provide joy and abundance, we can enjoy an elevated sense of flow and fulfillment. Will you join us on this wondrous journey? Thank you for joining us today for the Road Ahead Cafe. And if we've helped you feel a little better, and if you feel you'd like to pay it forward, ask yourself, who do I know who might also enjoy this podcast? Don't be shy. Share the good vibes. Looking forward to getting together with you again in 2 weeks. And remember, savor your day today.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Road Ahead Cafe. Hungry for more? Don't miss out. Follow this channel and be sure to subscribe to our email at theroadaheadcafe.com. Thank you for stopping by. See you next time.